Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the sports scene. Hi, my name is Ian Matthews, and this is my co-host, Arvance Owens. Arvance, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, y'all?
All right, man. We want to say shout out to all the sports teams who subscribe to our show. You know, tell your friends about the show. Tell them to check us out. Tell more people to subscribe. Tell more people to subscribe, man. We're trying to build this show up, build a little following. You want to call in, our number is 516-531-9784. Now, today is our Flashback Friday. We were going to do a Throwback Thursday, but it's Friday now. So it's a Flashback Friday. So we're going to break down a little NBA talk, and then we're going to get straight into our flashback. You know, we got a heated debate, me and our fans. We've been talking about this for a while, you know, about some of the players that you play in the NBA. So we're going to give you all some of our normal talk. All right, Vance, recent NBA news, man. Josh Smith signed with the Clippers. How you feel about the Clippers right now?
I still feel the same. I don't think they're going to. Josh Smith, put him over the top. I mean, he's a decent backup at best, but as far as championship, no, Josh Smith's not going to put him on top. So I think it's just a lateral move for him.
I think it improves him, though. I think it improves him, man. It made him better, man. It just truly made him better. I feel like that they did a lot this offseason. They got DeAndre Jordan back. It gives them another player to come off the bench who can really do some work. It just really helped them in a different direction, man. It really just helped them. I feel like, you know, it helps their bench. Glenn Baby, Big Dave Davies, and, you know, Josh Smith, he want to win the ring, man. So it gives them some power. You never know. Injuries may happen, what certain teams may do, or injuries, you know, that could happen. Like, look at Golden State. They played each team in the playoffs. Somebody was injured. And then they played a hurt Cleveland team in the finals. But they won in big. So you never know what luck may come your way. But I like the move. I like the move for the Clippers, man. It gives them a little more depth. Now you got Lance Stephenson and Josh Smith on the same team. Man, I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see that. That practice is going to be entertaining.
They need to sign back Jamal Crawford. Now, Jamal Crawford, but you thinking Josh Smith's going to be the man? I mean, come off the bench and give him some kind of punch. What's going to happen when he shoot all those threes? Then what?
I mean, I would love to see that, too. I mean, it's made for TV. That George Call thing in Sacramento and Cousins are made for TV. And now Josh Smith, Lance Stephenson, making Doc Rivers go crazy is another made for TV. Yo, everybody, order the league pass. It's going to be entertaining this year. Now, Vance, also, you got JaVale McGee maybe signing with Dallas, man. Hey, I like JaVale McGee. I've always been a big fan of dude. And he's got game, man. So, I mean, it'll be a good place for him to go. Rick Carlisle is a great coach. He could probably mold him, get him back on track for the rest of his career. And it'll help Dallas out, man. It'll help Dallas out a lot. They get a big. And JaVale's best year, which was why one of his best years was why he averaged 11.9 and 8.8 rebounds a game. Now, DeAndre Jordan, best year, even though they're two different players and, you know, hopefully we can get the best out of JaVale McGee and Dallas. But DeAndre Jordan, best year, was 11.5 and 15 rebounds. I ain't saying JaVale McGee can do those things. I'm just saying that, hey, if you can get the best out of JaVale McGee in Dallas and make him live up to that potential, you can make out a really, really cheap version of DeAndre Jordan.
Well, I think JaVale McGee can be a DeAndre Jordan. Like you say, he averaged 11 points, 8 rebounds. But if he can get his head on straight and quit playing so much, I think he can be a DeAndre Jordan. Because DeAndre Jordan has no, you know, offensive praise runs for him. JaVale McGee, about the same kind of play. You throw the ball up and let him dunk the ball. They get rebounds. People scared to come in the lane because he can block shots too. Now, he might not be the shot blocker that DeAndre is, but he will intimidate your drive to the hole. So I think JaVale McGee is a nice pickup for Dallas, especially them losing out on DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Now that we got that done and over with, Vance, it is our Flashback Friday. So me and Vance, we were discussing best two guard in the NBA. We all know Jordan is number one. Well, number two for me is Kobe Bryant, and number two for Vance Trace McGrady. So we got the cheater debate. So Vance, let's get right to it. Trace McGrady, best year. Best year in the NBA was when he played with Orlando. He averaged 32-6-5 in 02 and 03. Now, I think Trace McGrady is a good player. But as I started looking at the set, I don't think Trace is the best two guard anymore. I don't think he's the third. You know who the second best two guard of all time? I mean, third. He may be second. I'm starting to debate. Maybe Kobe's not number two. Allen Iverson, 11-time All-Star, man, career average 26-7-3-6. Vance, his best year in the NBA in 01-02 was 31-4-5, and he had 2.8 steals a game. Yo, if you put those numbers next to Kobe, I don't know. It'd be a tough call to say, hey, is Allen Iverson number two guard ever all time? Kobe may be number three, but Tracy ain't even close.
First of all, Allen Iverson was a great player. I'm not taking anything from Allen Iverson. But if you're going to try to put him in the top of the two guards, it's not going to happen. Maybe a shooting one, you know, that's what the league is going to now. A one that could score. But a two guard, are you serious, man? Tracy, first of all, Tracy's best year was 33.8, not 32.1, like you said.
33.8,
that's his best year. And like Iverson, Tracy carried his team by himself, unlike Kobe Bryant.
Ah, here we go.
What you always talk about, COVID is COVID. Well, Kobe never carried a team by himself. He always needed help. When he won his championship, he had Shaq. When Shaq left, he had Bynum and Paul Gasol.
I hate that dynamic. I hate that dynamic people talk about, oh, you had help. Larry Bird had Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale. Come on, man. Come on. Magic Johnson had James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Byron Scott. Yo, really?
Are you seriously adding Byron Scott in this conversation? He was a good role player, but still, come on now.
Hey, he had a lot of help.
Magic yeah, had they had
of help. Help. You don't win championships without help. I don't care what anybody say. Now, it all depends on your health. Whatever your GM does, you can't blame the player for having a bad GM. I can't blame Tracy. I do blame Tracy for? Leaving Toronto. He could have stayed in Toronto. He could have stayed with Vince Carter and got it together. But no, he chose to go to Orlando and do his thing.
Well, Tracy wanted to be the man. I understand him, but I feel like he should have stayed with Vince Carter too. But he wanted to be the man. It worked out for him, but it didn't work out for him. Because he went to Orlando. Blasphemy, son. Don't even say it.
Listen. Honestly, he ain't better than Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's career average is 25-5-4. And two of his best years in the NBA was 35-5-4 in 05-06. And in 06-07, he averaged 31-5-5. Look, Tracy McGrady, after that, whatever you want to say is 33. On Google, Wikipedia, yo, in 02 and 03,
I don't do Wikipedia.
32-6-5. After that, it steadily declined. He didn't get no better. He didn't get no worse, but he didn't get no better. Now, Dominique Wilkins, yo, when I looked it up, I said, yo, I know you tripped about Dominique, but Dominique's career average is 24.8 and 6 rebounds a game. Listen, man, he don't average too many assists, probably like 2 assists that year. Listen, bro, 3 times he's averaged 29 or more. Even later in his career, he in like in 06, 07, Dominique came in the game and 84, something like that? Listen, in 06-07, Dominique averaged 18 points, 6 rebounds a game. Bruh, he hasn't been well done by then, man. You got to give that man his props, bruh. You got to give that man his props. Dominique a bad dude. And then in 85-86, he averaged 37-2. Then 87-88, 36-2. Bruh, Dominique was a problem. Was a problem. And you think Tracy McGrady, look, Tracy McGrady don't even crack the top 10 of all time. But does he crack the top 5 in two guards? I mean, I looked up D-Wade. I mean, to me, it's MJ, Kobe, Iverson. Well, Iverson and Kobe's entitled me now, somewhat in a way. I tried to put D-Wade up there, but, man, D-Wade, I go back and forth with D-Wade, man. I just really do. I just go back and forth with D-Wade about that. I tried to put Reggie up there with D-Wade, but, I mean, with Tracy. And it was pretty close, but, man, Tracy just did more. Tracy averaged 2 more assists than he did and 2 more rebounds. Well, one more assist.
You're looking at career stats. We both know Tracy's career was cut short. Hold on. You had your chance. We both know Tracy's career was cut short. Back pains, knee pains, whatever. If Tracy could have played on a team like the Lakers, if you could switch roles, first of all, him and Shaq would have never split because he would have been all right with him there. So he would have won more championships. But you can't, if you put Tracy with the Lakers and you take Kobe, it would have been the same thing. Same result.
He would have had more back injuries. He would have been more hurt than Shaq was.
Same result. No, it wouldn't have. No. He wouldn't have had more back injuries.
Because
he put his team on
his
back. He had no help. Tracy had no help when he was playing. At all.
So he's playing by himself.
You name me 5 Orlando Magic when Tracy was playing any year. You name me 5 right now off the top of your head. Off the top of your head. And don't look at your computer.
Daryl Armstrong. That's all I got.
See, exactly.
But listen. We didn't tell Tracy Lee Toronto. And, look, injuries happen. Whether you like them or not, you can't predict that. You can't listen. It's the luck of the draw. God bless you and God curse you. I mean, I don't think God curse you, but it's just the luck of the draw. You know what I'm saying? So Tracy had injuries, but look, career average, yes. I don't discount injuries at all. Look, if you had injuries, that means you just didn't get a chance to be great. You just didn't get a chance to be great. And Tracy is not a top three. Listen, let's just call it like I call it. Tracy may be tied with D-Wade for that number 4 spot for the 2 guard.
Tracy, and in 03, Tracy had Pat Garrity.
Man.
Derrick Dow.
Hey, Pat Garrity can knock down a mid-range jump shot.
All you see is.
Pat Garrity can play in today's NBA.
Aja Pachulia, which he was a rookie and he took. Sean Rooks. A real old Rod Strickland. Come on, man.
Listen.
Tyronn Lue. Stephen Hunter.
Listen.
An old Juwan Howard. Do I need to keep
going?
All I'm going to say is this.
After 02, look, Derrick Dow. Best
year. You don't even know these players. Half of these players, you don't even know.
I know who Juwan Howard is. Listen. After his 02-03 year, his numbers dropped. His numbers just kept dropping. If you want to put injuries with that one or not, listen, if you're supposed to be one of the best
superstars
of all time, yo, you show up. Iverson was hurt all the time. Iverson had 5 seasons where he averaged over 30. If Tracy would have done at least 2 of those, bruh, he could be in the conversation.
He had two seasons where he averaged over 30.
No, he had 1.
Well, it was a damn good one.
It was a good one. Yo, but listen. Yo, after the Tracy thing, I started to look at LeBron, man. I was like, yo, LeBron's tough. But then Scottie Pippen was talking about, remember the little thing Scottie said? They need to start comparing LeBron more to me than MJ. So I looked up Scottie Pippen's numbers. His career average, 16-6-5. Now, his best year was 22-8-5. Now, he had several years where it was like 28-4, like, or 19-8-4. Those are decent numbers. So, I mean, career-wise. But then I looked up LeBron. I said, let me see what LeBron did, man. And man, his numbers were ridiculous. His career average right now, well, his best year was 31-7-6. Then he had another year where he averaged 37-7. But his career average right now is 27-7-9. Now, I started comparing all the greats and looking at Magic and Bird. Man, the only person that is close, points-wise, I see why the comparison. I don't see the Scottie Pippen comparison at all. At all. Like, I don't know what Scottie Pippen, what he was drinking that night when he said that. Don't compare it all, man.
Well, I can see why Scottie, I had to compare LeBron to him. Small forward, they play the same position. Both of them handle the ball, passes, you know, LeBron averages assists, Scottie Pippen averages assists. But that's about it, because everybody knows LeBron is the man. LeBron, I'm not even going on career. Just eye contest. LeBron is a way better player than Scottie Pippen ever was. Scottie Pippen, to me, Scottie Pippen better be glad he won the top 50 players in the league. If you're going by now, if you're going by straight stats, his stats don't match. I mean, yes, Scottie Pippen played good defense. He sometimes he held the best player. Most time, when the game got to the line, Jordan held the best player. But Scottie Pippen was a great defensive player. But he was always number two. Even the year that he was supposed to be number one, when it came to the clutch and the big shots, Phil Jackson gave the ball to Tony Kukoc.
That was the best year,
though.
He had 22-85. But listen, career wise, Scottie Pippen's stats don't look better than Grant Hill. Grant Hill was averaging 16-6-4. Now, if Scottie Pippen would have said LeBron James is Grant Hill 2.0, I could respect that. I could literally respect that because I've seen Grant Hill. I've seen Grant Hill when he had the Fee Live, and I wanted Fee Live when I was in elementary school. Yo, in middle school. Was it middle school?
Middle school. It was middle school.
But Grant Hill was a five. Grant Hill's best year, his last year with the Pistons, was 25-6-5, man. His last, that's the year he got injured, and he wasn't the same after that. But, yo, man,
yeah,
we got a caller, man. We got a caller. Let's see what the caller is. Sorry, y'all have you on hold so long, man, in the heat of debate. Who are we speaking with?
Kendrick.
Kendrick, what's up, baby? How you doing today, man? Repeat caller, man. You're a fiend, man. You're a fiend now. What's up?
I have a question and a comment.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
My comment, the question is, how you guys think that Josh Smith was fit in L.A.?
Who?
Josh Smith.
Yeah, he signed with the Clippers.
Yeah, how you think
he's
going to fit with
think?
The Clippers?
What'd you say, Kendrick?
Well, I answer since you can't hear him. We already talked about this earlier. I really don't think Josh Smith is going to be a decent fit. I don't think he's going to make the Clippers any better than what they are now. I mean, yeah, he can come off the bench, but Josh Smith does love to shoot threes a lot, and that takes away from his game. If he can get in the paint and score in the paint and get some rebounds, it might, but Josh Smith is going to resort back to his three-point shooting, so I don't think he's going to help the Clippers at all.
Right, and another thing, with Josh Smith playing on with Crawford at the same time, both of them like to shoot a lot of outside shots, and it's going to make the whole chemistry up to me. Both of them score at the same time, Josh Smith and Crawford.
But the most interesting thing I like about this Doc Rivers, you know, Josh Smith coming to L.A., that bench is going to be, let's say the starting lineup is Chris Paul, J.J. Redick, Lance Stephenson, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan. Now you got Glenn Big Baby, Josh Smith, you got Austin Rivers. I mean, look, and Jamal Crawford. He's going to have that second unit run. That's going to be the running team. Run, alley-oop, listen, and with Josh Smith playing with Chris Paul more, he's going to get a lot more easier shots. Doc's going to have him playing well. Doc just gets the best out of players. Doc, Coach Popovich, what else? Who else is a pretty good coach? I think Mike Malone is good. Even though he's with Denver and they booted him out of the Kings, he's a really good coach. Budenholzer, those coaches are going to get the best out of the player they got. Now, I don't know if Josh Smith is going to listen to Doc, but Doc's going to try his best to get the best out of him and Lance Stevens. Now, that's going to be the most interesting part, Kendrick, for me, is that getting him and Lance on the same page, getting them playing good basketball, not great basketball, just playing good basketball again, because I think those two players truly have got what they're truly good at, and they need to max out for what they're truly good at. Lance is good at penetrating, creating, diamond the ball off. Josh Smith is good at being athletic, defending, blocking shots, running the floor. So I think Doc's going to get the best out of him. Now, what was your comment more than anything?
Talking about old Josh Smith.
Listen. He probably got some good – Doc's going to squeeze the best year out of him he ever had. But, Kendrick, what was your comment more than anything? What was your comment?
My comment was when you guys talking about comparing LeBron to Scottie. And my comment is Scottie had better players that he played against than LeBron.
True.
And this day time. It was better players back then than it is now.
I'm not gonna say that there were better players. The game was just more physical back then. I will say that. But
right.
Scottie was trying to compare himself. It's one thing to say, you know what I'm saying, he played like you. But there's other things where, listen, Scottie's never had to carry a team. Scottie's always been a sidekick. He's never been a superhero. It's like you telling Superman, hey, Robin telling Superman, you like me, Superman. You like one of the greatest heroes of all time. No, you're a sidekick. It's okay with the sidekick talking. But look, Batman is Batman, and Superman is Superman, and Robin is Robin. Don't try to be a superhero. Don't try to be the main man when you're just a sidekick. And Scottie Pippen had a great career. Don't get me wrong. I think he was one of my favorite players growing up because he could defend. He was athletic. But to compare yourself to LeBron James, nah, bruh. I can't see it.
But like I said, Scottie held the best player on the opposite team. LeBron not going to hold the best player on the opposite team.
LeBron's a pretty good defender. He almost won defensive player of the year, like 2 years. Like, I forgot what 2 years they were, but it was like, I think last year he almost won it. He had a couple votes. He missed it by a couple votes, and maybe like 3-4 years ago he almost won it again. Like, listen, those people don't think LeBron just holds the ball, runs the pick and roll, attacks rim. Guys got to quit hating on LeBron and look at his overall game because the boy is a problem. He's a beast.
He is. Hands down, he's a beast. But, and LeBron, we're on two different pages. And
listen, he's just
got it. He's more physical than LeBron to me. LeBron is bigger, like stronger-wise. But he can shoot the outside. He can post you up. He can pass. He can defend. He can rebound.
You talking about LeBron James. You ain't talking about Scottie Pippen.
I was just about to say, you talking about LeBron James.
No. I appreciate the call, Kendrick, man. We got to get back. So, but, hey, we'll talk to you later, bro. I appreciate the phone call.
All right.
Listen, man. Ain't no way he was talking about Scottie Pippen doing all that and not mention LeBron's name, man. 27-76. Man, that's what he do. He won the passes.
The only thing I say Scottie Pippen does better than LeBron, he is post up. LeBron post game, he still
it's
needs
better.
Some work. But other than that, it's better, but it still needs some work. But other than that, LeBron hands down over Scottie.
Now,
hey, and I got a question for you.
What's up, man?
Who's the original stretch four in the league?
The original stretch four. Ooh, what do you mean, like
before the term even came out?
It had to be for the Lakers, man. I forgot his McAdoo. Yeah, man. Original stretch four.
What do you think about Sam Perkins?
Sam Perkins was a five, man. You talking about stretch five?
He played the four with.
But you talking about the original stretch four? All I can remember is McAdoo. Like you talking about someone who knocked down threes, like
who wasn't even born
when
McAdoo was playing.
I know, but hey, you asked me I've researched. I know the game. I gave you the name, and that's the name that matters. That's the name. That's the true name. Now, I ain't going to say that Sam Perkins didn't stretch the floor, but, I mean, today it didn't be. I mean, but he couldn't rebound. Some of the stretch fours now, LaMarcus Aldridge can rebound, too. He can hit you on the block. So I don't think – I remember Sam hitting that block like that, putting you on the post.
Sam did hit the block.
Turning over your shoulder. But he couldn't turn over both shoulders. He couldn't hit you on both blocks. He couldn't face you up. He couldn't do what LaMarcus Aldridge does.
He's not LaMarcus Aldridge, but how many players is LaMarcus Aldridge? Sam Perkins could stretch the floor. He'd get a guard driving lane because he brought the man out. He brought his man out. You had to hold him. You had to stand out there with him. And he can get in the post now. Was he a great rebound? No, he wasn't. But he could consistently hit that jumper, so he made it easier for the guards to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Definition of
stretch four. I want to get back to this Tracy McGrady thing. Listen, you said Tracy McGrady could hold Larry Bird. No way in living hell.
So you're saying Larry Bird can hold Tracy McGrady? Hold him one-on-one.
I'm saying Larry Bird could do better than Tracy McGrady could do with him. Larry Bird's career average 24, 6, and 10. Vance, I don't care.
So you keep on with his career average.
Listen, I don't care if you're Caucasian, Mexican, Chinese, in the NBA in the 80s. In the 80s, we're talking about physical basketball. Larry Bird's best year was 29, 9, and 6. Career average, 24, 6, and 10. That means he was down there smacking people in the face and grabbing rebounds. In that NBA then, it was physical. Tracy wouldn't make it in that NBA. Wouldn't make it.
Well, consider his high injury prone he is. He might not have made it in that NBA. What? I'm not saying that Tracy was better than Larry. I'm just saying you have to give Tracy his respect. See, you don't respect Tracy McGrady. You don't respect his game. Tracy, in his prime, when he was on top of his game, he was one of the best players in the league. Hands down.
On top of his game. On top of his game. But is he top 5 two guards ever? Whew. It'd be hard to say. Because, hey, you throw Ray Allen in the mix, and Ray Allen. But no, Ray Allen.
Hey, Ray Allen is in the mix. He's in the mix. He carried his team. And they didn't go far.
I mean, carried his team. Y'all, you talking about when he played with Glenn
Robinson? With the Buck.
You said when it was Glenn Robinson's team?
That was Ray Allen's team.
That was Glenn Robinson's team.
What about when he was Supersonic?
Who else did he have with Supersonic?
Glenn Robinson.
He had a young Rashad. Yo, you need to respect Big Dog. Glenn Robb, Big
I don't
Ten,
respect
boy.
Any
That's
Big
Ten
players. First of all.
Listen, you gonna respect. Oh, you don't respect Magic Johnson?
Not as much as you do. And I was a true Laker fan. Magic was a great player. He had great players around him.
Your boy Tracy had a great career. But is he top 5, 2 guard, maybe number 4 after Allen Iverson? That's it.
I hear. So who's the best one?
MJ. 36
one. One. No. Point guard.
Best one? Best point guard?
Who's the best one?
Ooh. Ooh, be close, man. Best one. I don't know. That's a different
debate.
Give me a
top 5 ones off the top of your head.
Top 5 ones. Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, Chris Paul, Jason Kidd, Oscar Robertson.
John Stockton, Isaiah Thomas, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd, Magic Johnson. That's my top 5.
I forgot about Magic. See, I be so mad because sometimes Magic played the center. Sometimes Magic played the small.
Magic only played the center in a couple of games early in his career when Kareem was hurt.
I'm just saying, a 6'9 point guard, I can't see Magic guard Isaiah Thomas or John Stockton or Chris Paul.
So you're going to put Chris Paul? I mean, Chris Paul is a great point guard. Don't get me wrong. But who, on my list, who would you put Chris Paul in front of, though?
Chris Paul got the same numbers as Isaiah Thomas. Like, I was in the debate. Like, I looked at Chris Paul's numbers. I was like, Chris Paul got similar numbers to Zeke. Because Zeke's best year was 22-4-7. And Chris Paul's best year was 22-5-11. And he averaged 2.8 steals. I was like, yo, Zeke, Chris Paul's a new version of Zeke. To me, that's what it was. Chris Paul's a new version of Zeke.
I'm glad you said it to you. Nobody's Isaiah Thomas. I mean, he's close. He's close. He's not Isaiah, though.
But he ain't Isaiah, but he's pretty tough. I think Isaiah had a little bit more clutch in him. But to Isaiah not being on the Dream Team, is Isaiah better than John Stockton? Hell yeah. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Is he better than Steve Nash? Hell yeah, no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Oh yeah, most definitely. He better go for them.
So it's between him and Nash. All depends on what you like and what type of team you have. More than anything, it's all what type of team you have. You have a slow paced team that's gonna play defense, and you need a point guard who can run stuff and get shots off. Isaiah, you got a team that want to run up and down, Magic. All in nature what you want, man. All in nature what you want.
But see, I think Isaiah can play either way. He can play slow. He can play fastball. If you want to run, Isaiah can run with you. If you want to slow it down, fastball around, get the best shot, Isaiah is the man. To me, Isaiah was the best point guard of all time.
I
know
Isaiah
a lot of people want. Yeah, but you, Isaiah or Magic? Isaiah, Magic, no. Isaiah is number one. Magic, number two. After that, it's a toss-up.
Stockton, then Chris Paul. Maybe Steve Nash. But, hey, great show tonight, man. You killed it, man. You killed it. My stat, we killed it. We appreciate all you fans out there listening to the show. We ran over a little bit, but we appreciate the love. Subscribe to the show. We'll be back next Tuesday. More talk, more sports. Appreciate the love.